Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I have to say, I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to tune in and expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness and your heart and your healing. And it's just beautiful. And by the way, speaking of beautiful, that's where we're going today. We are going to continue working with our beautiful volunteer from last week. And so if you remember on last week's episode, I was working with Stephanie. And she had had a lot of things going on, had been through a rough patch where she had had treatment on her face and ended up getting burned and was going through a lot of trauma and different surgeries and things with that, trying to get that fixed. And she also had a lot of low energy, so she was suffering from extremely high fatigue, feeling like she had lost herself and just her zest towards life, and also just not feeling sexy anymore and really feeling stuck in that way where she wasn't really able to access those feelings of feeling good about herself again. And so that's where we're going today. And not just that, but we're also going to be talking about energy patterns towards men and relationships and even just accessing more positive emotions in general, because there can be some tricky spots that come up that make it harder to reprogram the mind. And so that's where we're going today, is we're going to pick up where we left off from last week. And if you recall, at the end of last week, I had paused that session of working with her. And the reason being is because there were a lot of insights that are common for many people. And if you recall, she had the same pattern as her friend, but in a different way. And so what was happening is that they were both fueling each other's patterns. And I see that all of the time. But if you recall, as soon as Stephanie brought awareness to it, so as soon as the topic came up and we started really looking at it, she was brilliant. She was so quick to really get it and understand it. And I love that. And as soon as she did, it started to shift right away, which, if you recall, her fatigue went from like a 6-7 to gone. I mean, she felt her energy come back and feeling more alive again, which was really impressive. And as we step into today's episode, I am going to play the last 30 seconds of where we left off just to kind of bring all of that back and remind you where we are. And then we're going to continue into the news. So that's where we're headed. Let's go ahead and dive in with Stephanie. All right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And by the way, if I ask you right now, 0 to 10, what your level of feeling tired and exhausted is right now, what's your level?
0 right now. Can I keep this forever?
Well, it depends. Are you gonna change this forever?
I want to. I want to. I'm great. That's why I'm here with you.
Yep. But notice how quickly that changed, right? Yes. So you can see it. Yeah. Oh my God. Your energy just is. Okay. Great. Great. Come with me. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, bingo, are you willing to let the upset go and notice the part of you that wanted to change and wanted to control and kind of even control your mom's life and wanted to control your stepdad, like the control that you wanted there. Are you willing to let go of that and work on creating an incredible life for yourself?
Yes.
Great. And by the way, bingo, bingo. By the way, when are you going to get in a relationship?
When I stop being tired, so I can make dates.
So what you're saying is when you get out of your pattern,
yes,
of being in your mom's and your stepdad, yes, then you're going to take care of you. Okay.
Uh-huh. I want to, but okay, not so this old thing. Pattern.
But this is the thing. All right. Ready?
Yes.
If I ask you honestly how you feel about men, what comes up?
Well, I'm hopeful for something better in the future.
Okay, so here we go. So if I ask you honestly, okay, watch this. How do you feel about pineapple?
Leave it or take it.
Okay, great. How do you feel about bananas?
Leave it or take it.
Great. Strawberries?
Leave it or take it.
Men?
Leave it or take it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so if I check your nervous system, it says men are safe at a level negative 12. Okay, so there's a feeling like men are not safe. Can you see that?
Yes, because of my upbringing. This. Yes.
Yep, because of your patterns. So you know how on the past podcast episodes, when people have patterns, I say, oh, you should just keep those and just live your life that way.
No.
No. No, change your patterns, right? So watch this. Now, if I said that I feel like people are unsafe at a level 12, right? And I said, as soon as I get my shoes on, I'm going to go hang out with a bunch of people. Now, how fast does my subconscious mind want to hurry up and get my shoes on to go hang out with a bunch of people?
Not fast.
Not fast. Not fast at all, right? It doesn't feel safe. So you're basically telling yourself, well, as soon as I feel sexy again, and as soon as I have my energy, and as soon as my face is fixed, then I'm going to go find myself a man. But by the way, I do not feel like they're safe because of my upbringing. So I would rather stand on the outside and recreate my relationship pattern over and over with my mom and my stepfather and let that show up in my life in various places.
You're right on, Brandy, but I want to break that.
Okay, beautiful. But if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find the feeling of feeling sexy? 0 to 10, what's your level?
Right now, it's 8.
Yeah. So notice for a moment that you're actually being able to tap into that feeling again. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. But by the way, if I told you, as soon as I feel sexy, I'm going to go find a relationship and I don't feel like it's safe to go have a relationship, how am I going to do with tapping into that feeling of feeling sexy?
I won't.
You won't, right? Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick moment. You know, first and foremost, awesome job with her energy. And I love it because she just has this edgy type of sense of humor in a beautiful, fun, playful way. And so that's sweet and fun. And also, she's also really quick with her mind. So as soon as she started to see this pattern, she began to really make that change in her energy. So she's seeing it and she's going, wait, I need to change that. And I love that. And the thing that you'll want to note from that is this, is that she went from being unable to even access the feelings of feeling sexy, like she just couldn't feel those feelings, to feeling them at a level 8. And so if we look at any positive feeling in general, there can be things that block your mind from bringing in positive feelings and from bringing in the programming that you want into your mind. And so what has to happen in working with your mind is a couple things, is that you want to make sure that you're bringing in the positive and also that you're getting rid of the negative. It's like the more you bring in the positive, the more you can get rid of the negative. The more you get rid of the negative, the more you can bring in the positive. So it's like both of them need to happen. And so that's what was key for her to be able to access even more of this feeling. Now, when it comes to feeling sexy, there are a lot of people who have hang-ups about this specific feeling itself, because they can have feelings of feeling bad about sex, or like sex is wrong or guilty or bad, or, you know, there's a lot of different emotions that can come up around sex or intimacy, or even in this case, it had to do with the relationship piece, feeling like, oh, well, if I feel sexy, then I'm going to get into a relationship, but oh no, it's not safe to get in a relationship, so I better shut it down. And so there are a variety of different reasons that can keep people stuck from accessing positive emotions in general, or when it comes to a specific topic such as feeling sexy. And so if you are somebody who's having a hard time accessing those feelings, that's the area that you'll want to look at and see the blocks and really look at transforming those at their core. All right, so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Stephanie. And so if I told you that your transformation, your change was getting in the awareness that men are safe. And of course, this is the thing, is that the truth is, let's be honest, are all men safe? No.
No.
But if you're in, you have patterns and positive patterns towards men, then those are the type of men you attract. And if you have negative patterns, then those are the type of men you attract, right?
Yes.
So if you said, okay, I'm really actually going to start seeing that men are great, I'm going to purposely start getting it in my mind and realizing that men are safe and creating a different vision around men and realizing that I can create positive patterns in my life, and I'm really going to do that and I'm going to embody that change, and I'm also not going to continue to get myself worked up and upset with the same triggered pattern from childhood about your stepdad with this other guy, V, and continuing engaging in that whole pattern. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to picture yourself moving forward in a relationship with a wonderful man who is really sweet and charming and fabulous and caring. And you're smiling and he's smiling and you feel so loved and you love who he is. And it feels amazing.
Easy. Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling. And I'm going to ask you, would you be willing to let go of all the old story about your stepfather and blah, 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 and V and blah, 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 and stop engaging in all of that stuff?
Yes, I'm willing.
Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. All right. So yes, so this is what I want you to do, is I'd want you to really work on morning and night, every morning, every night, start getting in this new vision of the relationship that you do want and start changing the way you feel about men. So when you picture it, also notice that it feels safe. Notice that it feels wonderful and that you feel loved, and start really doing that and bringing that in. Now, simultaneously, if you continue to engage with your friend with this negative energy, you're not going to be able to get rid of it because you're continuing it and continuing the upset and the anger. And so two things are going to have to happen. I know she's your sister friend. Mm-hmm. And so you could either say, honey, I love you, and can we talk about something else? Mm-hmm. Which would be optimal, and it would be good for her also, because then you're not feeding the problem in her situation, because energetically it's fueling in her life also.
Right.
And so it would be good for her and for you to discontinue the conversations around it and instead say, let's get together, let's connect, let's chat about this and that and have fun conversations and speak about positive things and start fueling that energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Well, she's in Canada. Beautiful. I'm here. So it's, I think I can do it.
Good, good. And bingo, bingo. Okay. So bingo, give me 1 second. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. Very, very impressive. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. If I ask you right now to notice how you feel, how do you feel?
I feel excellent. I feel light. Yeah. I feel good. I have more awareness of this.
Not only awareness, but even as you did that, like you just beautiful. You were like, oh, okay, I can let this go. I will do this. Like you sometimes
I can do it.
Yeah. Sometimes people have an attachment. They're like, but you know, I really want to hold on to the old and I really, but. And you're like, oh, I see that. No, okay. I don't want to do that anymore. Let me just change that. I love it. Bingo. Which is why your energy shifted so fast is because it just fully is ready to change. And I love that. Give me 1 second. Bingo. That. It will take making sure though, because when fears come up and when you have those fears and you have them really, really ingrained, mm-hmm. you're going to have to make sure to start ingraining the new and really work on getting that in. So I would, again, strongly recommend getting the vision and also making sure to notice in that picture that it feels safe. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense.
Beautiful.
I just need beautiful, to beautiful. Know what to do when I visit home to Canada. I have to face my stepfather. To talk to him or ignore him. I like to ignore him.
Honestly, what you do, bingo. Honestly, it's so funny. Watch this. If somebody came up and touched your arm, would it hurt?
No.
Okay. If you have a bruise on your arm, if somebody touches your arm, would it hurt?
Yes.
Totally. So the thing of it is that when we have triggers and emotional things going on deeper inside, if somebody touches that, we get reactive, right? It's painful. It hurts.
Yes.
But if the bruise isn't there on the inside, you don't have to be reactive because it's just not there. Does that make sense?
Yes. And when I go home, he triggers me.
Okay. Well, not if you remove them.
And but it's a lockdown in Canada, so I don't have to go for a while.
This is the thing, is that if I told you there's this woman who was abused by this man. So she's abused by this man, all of these things, right? And she feels like she's never going to fall in love again. And that, you know, he was the best thing that ever happened, but he was abusive and she's never going to have real love again. If I told you that, uh-huh. How easy would it be for her to really let go of all those negative emotions compared to, let's say, that she was abused and hurt and blah, blah, blah by a man from the past. And she's now feels like her soulmate is just around the corner and it's wonderful and it's fabulous and it's going to be amazing. And all she has to do is just really let go of the negative. Which one can let go of?
Of course.
Of course, right?
The new one, the new
exactly.
Love. Yes.
Exactly. So the first one that I mentioned, who was feeling like she was abused and hurt and that's all there ever was is just that. And there's never going to be anything else better. And it's probably going to happen again.
She'll never break out of that pattern.
Exactly. And if she tries to let it go, how easy is it going to be for her to let it go?
Difficult. Impossible. Exactly.
So the thing of it is that your vision about men and how men are and the unsafety feeling around men, your not going to actually be able to let the stuff go towards your stepdad until you start getting a new vision into your mind that it really is safe. And then you'll be ready to let that old stuff go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause this and break this down even more, because this might seem easy, but when you stop and think about it, it's kind of tricky. You know, I was just talking to her about making sure that she has new expectation to be able to let go of the past stuff. So ultimately, to have that new expectation, I was saying that she needs to make sure to get the information in, because ultimately, if she does and she really focuses on that with her mind in the right way, she can build new neural pathways that create it in her brain in a way where she really has the expectation. Now, the catch is that she's also simultaneously been connecting with her friend that's fueling the old programming, which then means that she's not really going to be able to bring in the new vision and programming. And if she can't bring the new vision and programming in, then she's not going to really actually be able to let go of the old programming. So it literally ends up in like this catch-22 circle. And then, of course, because it's still got the energy of everything going on, she's going to continue to emanate that energy, which means that she's going to continue to attract more of that. And so it just goes into this cycle, if you will, and it gets really stuck. And that's why a lot of times people can feel like things are impossible to change, is because there's always an order. And the analogy that I love to give is that, you know, it's kind of like if you put on your shoes and then you try to put on a pair of jeans. It would be really hard to get your jeans on. It would feel like a struggle. It'd feel impossible because your shoes were already on, you know? And so ultimately, in her case, she's going to want to make that shift in multiple areas that are really affecting her energy. And one of those specific areas we've been talking about has to do with her level of feeling not safe when it comes to men. And so we're going to go ahead and break that one down even more. Here we go. So, and before that, if we can try, it won't work until you start to create a different vision around men to really start to create that shift. Make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful. So again, what I would do is, you can see how quickly this shifted your energy. Not only did you feel instantly better and amazing and wonderful and energized, but also feeling sexy again. So that's exactly what you're wanting. And so what we just did is we pinpointed specifically what that was. And bingo, give me one second. Yes, bingo, exactly. Okay, and so that's what we did. We pinpointed exactly what that was and shifted it. And now what you'll want to do is make sure to reinforce it and make it your new norm. Does that make sense?
Yes, can't wait.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so, bingo, give me one second. Yes, bingo. You know what would be really amazing?
What?
If you just kind of hold on to all of that fear towards men and you can create that again and again and again. You know what I mean? You want to create that again and again and again?
No, I don't want fear.
Great. So you're willing to let it go?
Yes.
Bingo. And if I ask you, if somebody, okay, and by the way, if I ask you how much you'd actually really love to fall in love and be married?
10.
Mm-hmm. 10, 50, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Notice how much your heart actually really craves that, and notice how badly you want it.
I want it.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you how long you've been wanting it really badly, how long would you say that is?
Oh, it's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
Many, okay. Many years.
Exactly. So if I were you, I would really start getting this vision in and getting this vision in. And then from that place, because this is what will happen, by the way. Okay. So watch this. Let's say that I, in a subconscious level, bingo, kind of like this, bingo. You have to teach your brain something new because all it's ever known is that men are not safe. Okay. So it's new information to get in. And because of the level of distrust, you've got to be able to start looking around in life and seeing that. So what will happen is you'll start getting the vision in, and then your brain is going to start noticing it and saying, oh, wow, men are safe. Oh, wow, there's this. Oh, wow. Like, I can see that. But without that, if I try to rush this too much, I'm going to put your nervous system in fear. So I know a lot, like, this is what, like, could I use some type of mind technique right now to just kind of shove it and say, okay, well, here, let's get you attracted and connected with men really, really quick. Yeah, but you haven't observed what your mind needs to observe to feel fully safe. And likely what it would do is your body would probably want to increase sickness instead of decrease sickness. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I don't want that.
So, exactly. So notice the part of you that wants to like rush through it and go, okay, well, just let's do it in 10 minutes. Let me just do it and be done, right?
Yes.
Because you've observed so much of this with V and then your stepdad and blah, 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 your mind, your visual, like it's kind of like imagine if somebody has seen like dogs bite people over and over and over and over and over again. And I just say, hey, dogs are safe. Walk outside. Just walk next to a dog. Right. There's no fear. They need to start to experience that before they really, their nervous system right. really feels
yeah,
safe.
It's like my neighbor is afraid of my cats because she was bitten once 30 years ago.
That's a pattern. Are the sweetest thing ever,
I know,
right?
I love them.
I love my cats too. Beautiful. They're just, oh, and I love, I. You know what? When a cat just sits there and purrs and is so happy, it's the sweetest thing, isn't
they're
it?
They're the best.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm in love with my cats. They're just, and some people are like, I'm a cat person. I'm a dog
See,
person.
I knew there. I had to talk to you.
I just love animals, but cats. Love them so much. But so that's the point though of it is could I push? Sure. Chances are you would ultimately end up with some type of health, blah, blah, blah. Chances are your nervous system wouldn't fully feel safe. And so it would then want to create some other problem. And so what needs to happen is you'll want to start bringing in this new vision. And then what'll happen is your mind will start seeing, oh, there's a great guy and he is safe. Oh, and like your mind will start seeing more of that in life.
Yes.
Then we can push. But right now, if I push with your level of not feeling safe, yeah, I could use some type of, you know, technique to do that. It would not be wise.
Yeah, it's overload. Circuit overload.
Well, not only, overload is one thing, but trying to push your energy to be close to something that your nervous system feels so unsafe is another thing. Like imagine if somebody was trying to push you really, really close to a burning fire. What would your nervous system do?
Well, especially after being burned.
Right? Yeah. That's the point of it. Okay. So
I get it. Yes.
Point being is that what you'll ultimately want to do is create a feeling of safe. Now, if somebody was trying to push you closer and closer and closer to a beautiful, wonderful, loving cat, how would you feel about that?
It's great.
It's great, right? And so that's what we want to do is we want to change your vision that and your experience towards men to be that. And I don't want to do anything that would make your nervous system then feel unsafe because that could backfire. 90, I would say probably a 94% chance that would backfire. So I'm all about results, as you sure know by listening to other episodes, but also I'm all about being smart with the mind programming. And that's what I would do is I would follow through, really feel it, get that vision in, start seeing that, and then start getting that vision for your mind and then move forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
I have to say, you're wonderful. It has been so wonderful connecting with you.
Yes, and you're just awesome. I'm going to keep listening and I will do the exercises and these vision exercises. And I really appreciate your time today. Thank you, Brandy.
You are so wonderful and so welcome. Absolutely. And I have to say, you are beautiful. You just have beautiful energy. You're sweet. You're very sweet. And I want this for you so badly. And let's just give your vision and your eyes a chance to start seeing in a different way. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
You're amazing. It's been such a pleasure connecting with you. Great job with your energy. Very fast.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Brandy. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this even more because there are several really powerful insights from this episode. And also, I have to say, first and foremost, our volunteer, Stephanie, I mean, she's beautiful. She's so sweet and she has great insight and self-awareness and also just has this bit of an edgy vibe to her and it just beautiful, just beautiful. So I love that. I love her self-awareness. And also, I love that she gets it, that she really needs to bring in that feeling of feeling safe. Now, let's unpack this specific part. And again, there are multiple things that I want to unpack, but a lot of times people have that impression with fear that they should just push right through fear. And, you know, there's even that acronym. What is it? Something like fear is false evidence that appears real. But not when it comes to health issues and things going on like that. You know, for example, if I use an extreme example, if you've ever heard before the phrase scared to death, you know, the reality of it is that there have been people who have been so scared that their heart stops and they died. Now, obviously, that's not her scenario, but I have also worked with plenty of people who had major fears going on that were affecting their health in many ways. And so when you have a fear like this that she does, you want to make sure to really authentically shift it so that the vision that you're moving towards has changed. That's key, you know, because if you've seen with past episodes, all of the time, you know, I'll kind of push people a bit if it means getting the results. And if you think back, there have been awesome results, people letting go of pain, people, you know, healing all kinds of things. I mean, even getting rid of tumors and healing and pain and neck pain and back pain and eyesight even. And, you know, I mean, just so many amazing things. And we can really push to create that shift in the energy to get the results if needed in some cases. In this one right here, when it comes to her pattern, it's not about pushing herself. With this one, it's about really making sure to reprogram her mind in the positive way so she has a different vision and a different feeling towards men in general, because that's part of the problem. You know, if you think about this situation for a moment, let's say that she just kept pushing herself to move forward. That would not have been helpful in her situation for several reasons, one of which being that the way that she sees men from a very young age is not a positive relationship. And so imagine for a moment if her vision of men and relationships is a negative one, that's the type of relationship that she's going to be attracting, unless, of course, she changes it and changes her vision in her subconscious programming about what a relationship looks like. So basically meaning that part of the reason she had felt unsafe was because of past traumas and all of that. Another part of the reason that she felt unsafe is because the type of relationship that she would be manifesting in her life because of the vision that she has regarding relationships. And so what would make her feel better in this case is to give her brain a different vision of what relationships and men can be like. You know, that men can be great and men can be safe and wonderful and beautiful beings who are very loving and very caring, you know? And if she had that vision in her subconscious mind to move towards, then she wouldn't be feeling unsafe to move in that direction. And Not only that, but she does really need to create that forward-facing neural pathways, those new neural pathways, before she's able to release the old negative stuff fully. So again, there's an order of doing things that will help her to get the results. And so that's why we went ahead and wrapped there, is because that's what she really needs to do, is instead of pushing through or anything like that, she needs to slow down a little bit and get clear and get a new vision for men. So that is key. And by the way, I know that in this one episode, a lot of different things came up about really transforming your mind and your mindset. And even on past episodes, I know that sometimes you'll see changes happen and it might be confusing, or it might look really easy to make the changes. And of course, there's always more that's happening in a person's mind than a lot of people may realize. And so sometimes it can seem like we're working on one thing when really we're working on like six things, because the mind is not always so obvious. And so on that note, I want to extend to you a special invitation. I'm actually going to be teaming up with the CEO of Shift Network for a special broadcast coming up in just a few days. And on that, I'll be talking even more in depth about mind programming and neural pathways and the technical parts of healing and how it all works. And I'll be doing a group exercise on that broadcast that you can start using immediately to help start shifting your mind and your energy. So that said, if you would like to come join, I'm going to leave a link here in the notes of the episode so you can come join. It will be fun. So I'd love to see you there. And in the meantime, make sure to apply what you can from today's episode as well. And if we look at those top two takeaways, it would be first and foremost, if you are looking to bring in a positive emotion, such as feeling sexy or any other positive emotion, make sure that there's not something that's conflicting with that energy, because if so, it can make it feel impossible to bring in unless you address that other piece. And so if you recall, that's what we did towards the beginning of today's episode. Now, the second takeaway is that if you are really feeling fear and unsafe, then ultimately you want to start look at really shifting that. Instead of just trying to push yourself through it, look at how you could really feel differently. So that is key. And I know that depending upon where you are in life right now, even that may feel like a lot. So if you're wanting to break it down even further, again, that broadcast will be very helpful, because the goal is to make real changes in your life. And that said, by the way, please do make sure to share this episode with a friend. As you know, the more empowered and happy and healthy everybody is, the better our world is going to be for all of us. And so please do make a point to share it. And also please do make a point to have a fantastic rest of your day. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.